The Hoffman kiln appearing before you was used mostly to fire the red bricks used in building construction. What you see is only half of the original kiln, which was much larger, and it is cut at the middle so that you can see that the interior is like a long curved hallway with an arched roof. The Hoffman kiln was known as a Ba Gua Yao, or 8 trigrams kiln in Taiwan, because of the octagonal shape formed by the 3 diagonals in the curved sidewalls in the kiln's upper portion at both ends, plus the 2 longest sides. The 8 trigrams, meanwhile, refer to the trigrams of the Book of Changes, which are often illustrated in octagonal arrangements. This type of kiln was invented in Germany in 1865. In mainland China, meanwhile, it was called a Lun Yao, or wheel kiln, since the kiln chambers could be used in rotation. In Hoffman kilns, the unfired bricks were often set on one side, and the ones that had just been fired were set on the other. The unfired bricks were called Yin, the finished ones were called Yang, and the endless rotation of Yin and Yang was understood to symbolize the cyclic progression of the trigrams in the Book of Changes. The Hoffman kiln was coal-fueled, and to add fuel, the coal was dropped through small holes in the roof. After the hot air and flames rose to the roof, they would go back down again and pass through the underground flues. The smoke was then expelled through the smokestacks outside. Because of its greater efficiency and finishing rate, it replaced earlier types of kilns used to fire bricks. Later on, however, when the more highly mechanized and automated tunnel kiln was introduced, the Hoffman kiln went out of date.